Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. A tsunami warning has been issued for large sections of coastal Alaska, and a watch has been issued for Hawaii after an earthquake struck off the Alaskan Peninsula. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 8.2 quake was centered 56 miles southeast of Perryville. Dylan Simard of member station KMXT in Kodiak reports.
There are some neighborhoods, though, that are in, like, we have an area on the island called the Flats that's out by the Coast Guard base. And that's, like, very, very lowland, so that would be an inundation zone for the tsunami, and the Coast Guard base as well. So the Coast Guard is actually, I don't know what they're doing right now, but I've heard stories of the Coast Guard taking off with some of the helicopters and landing them on the golf course, and I did see a C-130 take off from the base immediately after the earthquake.
That's Dylan Simard reporting. In preparation for what's already turned out to be an intense fire season, two western governors are seeking federal help to prepare. California Governor Gavin Newsom and Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak surveyed damage caused by the 68,000-acre Tamarack fire along the border south of Lake Tahoe. Newsom says this year is already shaping up to be his state's worst wildfire season on record.
Already, we've had 5,600 wildfires here to date. It's taken about 480,000 acres. Put that in perspective, last year, record-breaking year in the state of California. Year to date, we're close to four times the acres burned.
Historic drought and record heat waves tied to climate change have made wildfires more frequent and harder to contain. The CDC's new guidelines reintroducing masks indoors in areas where coronavirus infection rates run high are complicating back-to-work plans for many U.S. employers. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Many workplaces had been poised to return to a normal work rhythm this fall, ending a protracted phase of remote work. But the rapid spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus has thrown new uncertainties into those plans. Apple and Google are among those already delaying their plans to return to the office. At the same time, employers are trying to increase vaccination rates among their workers. But that's proving challenging in regions where sizable segments of the population are unwilling to vaccinate for ideological or political reasons. The variant is especially deadly among the unvaccinated, but some fully vaccinated people are getting sick as well, prompting the renewed calls for universal masking. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
Stocks across Asia traded higher today. Markets in Japan, Hong Kong, and China posted gains. This is NPR News.